Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So how do we interpret this popularity for Andrea Horvath, and what do you think it means to her?
Well, I mean, I think, it means what it means. It needs to be taken in context. I think that she didn't necessarily win the debate in the conventional sense, but I think what happened is that people were impressed with her in the debate. And I think that what that's won her is potentially a second look. I think there's a fair number of people that, among those who watched the debate, who thought that she did a good job, are going to want to take another look at her, but that doesn't necessarily translate then into votes or some surge. It remains to be seen. I think she won herself a moment of opportunity, and we'll see what happens as a result of it.
So what does she have to do to translate that popularity into votes?
Well, that's the big thing, and I mean, there's a couple of people who have asked me about that. I mean, I think, it won't necessarily be easy, but I mean, I think that people are taking a second look at her because they liked the way she performed in the debate. One of the things that showed up for us when we were showing people debate clips is people thought that she was showing a pretty good sense of understanding what the needs of Ontarians were, and showing that she, she was fairly compassionate. And so I think, in that sense, I think she kind of needs to translate that image into something a little more concrete on the policy front and able to get her votes.
Are there any parallels? I don't know if you can remember or whether the same technology was used in the federal debates, but I was going to ask, are there any parallels to the kind of performance that Jack Layton gave at the federal level and the immediate response that was, measured by those of you in the polling sector that did translate later into actual votes?
Yeah, we did the same thing in the federal election. It would be difficult to make too many correlations between the two. I mean, Jack Layton did do well in that debate. In that debate, we saw that he was able to generate more than just interest. He was able to generate actual feelings of happiness. And we didn't quite see that with Andrea Horvath. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is that he was a much more well-known quantity heading into this federal election. People sort of knew him, and I think that debate helped solidify the sense that, this is someone I can vote for, whereas I think what Andrea Horvath has done here is sort of get people to take note of her. I would actually say what she did this time was a little bit more akin to what Jack Layton did in 2008. In 2008, he had a very good debate. Again, there he was generally seen to have won it in our polling. But what ended up happening is it gave them a little boost in the polls, and then it sort of evaporated. And so having a good debate is one thing, but it doesn't follow that it will lead to a permanent rise in the polls.
And as you report, people still don't see her as a leader.
Well, exactly. That's an area where Dalton McGuinty still has a pretty considerable edge. Part of that is the incumbency factor, but part of that, too, is that over the course of the debate, particularly in the closing statements, which is one of the clips that we tested, he was pretty forthright in saying, I had to make some tough decisions. There were some tough decisions. I knew there were consequences. I made them. And I think that kind of rhetoric allows, resonates in terms of being perceived as a more decisive leader.
Okay, if she is able to translate some of that popularity into votes on Election Day, from which party do you think they will come?
That's an interesting question. I mean, at least what we saw in our poll is that she impressed people from both parties outside of her own. She impressed liberals, but she also impressed conservatives. Now, normally you would think that the most logical place for her to pick up votes would be from the liberals. But one of the things I've been noticing about conservative voters is that they really, really dislike Dalton McGuinty. There's something quite visceral there. It's not that they were much more likely than voters of other parties to say that they're now less likely to vote for Dalton McGuinty as a result of the debate. So there's something about Dalton McGuinty they don't like. And I think one of the reasons why they may look to Andrea Horvath, and I think this is, there's a difference between taking a look at Andrea Horvath and voting for the NDP, but I think one of the things they might be doing is realizing there might be someone else here other than Tim Hudak who might be able to give Dalton McGuinty a run for his money.
Okay, thanks, Jadeep.
Thank you.
Great. Bye.